The online Grove Dictionary notes that the word concerto probably comes from the Latin concertare, which can mean both to contend, dispute, debate, and also to work together with someone. Wisconsin Classical Ensembles are focused on all aspects of the concerto this week, several involving a new generation of performers, and one with a performer about to celebrate 60 years of giving concerts. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, the Turtle Creek Chamber Orchestra hosts the NEE Young Artist Scholarship Winners Concert at the First Congregational Church of Beloit, featuring works by Mozart, Chopin, Max Bruch, and others. The orchestra is also getting ready to join the Beloit-Janesville Symphony for a Beethoven's Ninth in 2 weeks. You'll find details at turtlecreekchamberorchestra.org. Also at 3 o'clock today, the Racine Symphony Orchestra will include pianist and Young Artists Competition winner Benjamin Nelson in their season finale Masterworks Concert at Siena Center Chapel. The orchestra will be joined by the UW-Parkside Master Singers and the Voices of Parkside, as well as soloists Amy Bowdersey, Colleen Brooks, Aaron Short, and WGTD's Greg Berg for the Mozart Requiem, after a Haydn symphony written for Easter week in 1769. The stellar soloists who make up the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society combined their talents for one of the first Haydn symphonies heard in America, the chamber arrangement of the Symphony No. 85 in B-flat major.
Thank you. Thank you.
nicknamed the Queen because it was a favorite of Marie Antoinette? Haydn's Symphony No. 85 in B-flat major, in a chamber arrangement for the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society at Taliesin's Hillside Theater on July 1st, 2012. Recording by Audio for the Arts. Information on the Racine Symphony's Haydn and Mozart program this afternoon, as well as their upcoming summer pop series, can be found at racinesymphony.org. In just a moment, we'll hear how Beethoven shocked his audience in 1808. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Classical. The Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra has chosen a multimedia approach for their season finale at the Deck this Saturday evening. Adding the animated films commissioned by Michael Tilson Thomas and the New World Symphony to their performance of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, allowing you to hear and see this popular work. The first half of the concert lights the candles on Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday cake with dances from West Side Story. And pianist Peter Serkin has the spotlight in one of the concertos that Beethoven wrote and then played the premiere as the soloist. These days we accept all five of the Beethoven piano concertos as great works that deserve our attention. At the premiere of the fourth concerto, however, the more than 4 hours of music performed by under-rehearsed musicians in a drafty hall left the audience in little mood for Beethoven's break with traditional concerto form. Beethoven would have sat down at the piano and immediately started playing. No instrumental introduction, much less the expected complete exposition before the soloist enters. And where were the pages of flashy display from the keyboard? What happened to assertive gestures? This concerto has moments that are as intimate as chamber music. Thank goodness we have poetic performers who make us eager for those surprises. Performers like Emmanuel Ax and the Madison Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of John Demain.
Thank you.
John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra and pianist Emmanuel Ax in Beethoven's Concerto No. 4 in G Major. From a March 13, 2016 concert in Overture Hall. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Look for Saturday night's Duluth Superior Symphony's program notes for Beethoven, Bernstein, and Mussorgsky at DSSO.com. And look forward to more Wisconsin Classical Concertare collaborations in the weeks to come. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.